Welcome to Friendship is My Oxygen. Episode 1, The Moments That Make Us.
My name is Daniel Dinsner, and I'm a 2013 graduate of Perkins School for the Blind.
There was a film that we did where you were my boss and I was late because I was driving to work with my cane out the window, and it was a funny film, and I wish I could find it because it was the greatest. It was just so funny and so great.
Wasn't that the Perkins Insider or something?
No, it was called Right Turn on Red, and it was a little film clip that me and Daniel and Sam Robson and Kevin Bright made.
We were going through old photos.
Oh, yeah!
Old proms, and Ashley found some photos of her and Daniel Dinsner because they both did Vera's piano class.
But that's not what we found. We found it from my birthday party.
Oh, the birthday party, yeah. Daniel, do you remember going to Ashley's birthday party? It was a sweet 16.
It was crazy. There were so many people there.
Yeah, he remembers.
Yes, Dan, you remember that sweet 16
awesome.
Birthday party, did you?
Yeah, there was everybody there.
There were so
Haley,
many people.
There was
so much
Campbell,
fun.
There was... Who's your friend from Puerto Rico?
Milagros.
You took Vera's piano class, too?
I did.
Everyone's fussing over Hamlet because he's being, like, all dramatic, and that's not acceptable to them. He was an outcast.
I picture him listening to, like, Joni Mitchell. Whereas, you know, later you listen to AC/DC.
I think Foreign Bras listen to Dragon Force.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I'll take your word for it.
I started to get to know Daniel when I came to Perkins in 2009. Even though I graduated a year before him in 2012, we took a lot of the same classes together and spent a lot of time together in day-to-day interactions. He was always someone I could count on seeing and being around all the time, no matter where I was on campus. His kindness and loyalty and positivity always played a part in every class, every day, every thing that I think of when I think of my time at Perkins now. When we graduated, we went our separate ways. We went to college. We moved back home to different parts of the state. And we didn't see each other as often as we used to. But we would still see each other at events, and we would still keep up with how the other person's doing. A couple weeks ago, I received an email from someone who worked with both of us at Perkins, and he told me that Daniel was in the hospital due to medical complications. When I heard that, it had been a while since I had last spoken to him, and I wanted to be there for him. I wanted to support him in every way that I could think of. The person who emailed me and told me what was going on was working with him and his family on making a documentary of his life. That gave me an idea to record as much as I could of my interactions with him and our friends, to tell the story of our friendship and how much one person can impact everybody's lives. Friendship is My Oxygen is basically our story, past, present, and future. Where it has been, I can tell you all about that. Where it's going, we have no idea. What we do know is that every memory is a beautiful thing. Everything that we never said but wanted to should be said. And everyone has something to contribute to our lives. You are taking a journey with us through our experience, and we're glad to have you along.
Okay, the right hand suggestion, and that second indica beat will be like this. Third finger, third, second, third, fourth, third. Replace with second staccato. One, then first. Two, and three. And come back to second, replace with first. Third, and replace with first again. B flat, C. Then you replace that third finger with the second finger staccato and one play one octave higher. Second, first, second, third, first, second, third. Come back to second. Second, first, second, third. First, second, third. Okay? The left hand plays, so the only thing you have to do by third finger, you can find your B flat and immediately switch to second, okay? Or if you want to start with third, that's fine, and immediately switch. Yeah, I would say switch to second right away, okay? So first and second finish right there, and lift up your hand and second finger on B flat. And you play one, and two, and three, and then A, C. One, two, B flat, C, B flat, C, B flat, C, then A, C. One, and two, and three, and then come back. B flat C, B flat C, B flat C, and then A C. A C, A C, A C. When you play together, make sure, so you start with that second ending pickup. Mm-hmm. Replace with the second finger, first note in both hands. See? The right hand staccato, left hand legato. And then you continue. One, and two. Yet your left hand has to finish on C and then come back to A and F. One.
Classes at Perkins were always very small, which made us all very close. One of these classes was piano with Vera Domova, and that class was usually an individual class. But one day, she came in and said, "You're going to do a duet." I said, "Well, okay. With who?" And she said, "You're going to do a duet, and you're going to have it finished by the end of the year, and you're going to work with Daniel." Him and I worked together in algebra, chemistry, film, piano, all kinds of classes. I was always a very loud, energetic, spontaneous person, and he has always been a very quiet, observant, gentle person. I think our personalities kind of balanced things out. I was the crazy side, and he was the calm side. One of the things I appreciated the most is that no matter what he was going through, no matter what he was dealing with medically wise or life wise, he always had strength and he always had determination. Vera would come into piano class and say, "What are you doing? Daniel's already ahead of you." And I would say, okay. I guess I need to step up my game. That was motivating. Everybody needs someone like that in their life.
Kevin had just come to the school and wanted to have a video class, and Daniel just showed up.
Yeah, I kind of
that's like pushed him to show up. But
that's like
up.
The one thing
Kevin
that I wish I could have done as a film class.
Right,
at Perkins.
Kevin wanted an essay.
He wanted an essay, and Daniel wrote about Jesse.
I remember that. I don't even remember what I wrote about.
Lori,
she might slip.
Oh my
if she
God, Lori's a hot ticket.
Who could forget Lori?
I thought you were gonna say a hot mess. I was gonna agree with that.
She just keeps me laughing. She just got an attitude about her.
That she does. She still has to.
It was Lori and Smith.
Michelle
Smith and Lori Chari White.
Two of them together.
Two of them together. It was fun because
they did a little video thing together.
Yeah,
they did.
I was in that one. That was mine.
There was also some of the Perkins Insider videos. There was one with like Min and Michelle, I think it was, where they were like looking
Min
up something.
Says hi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Min definitely says hi.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I talked to her last
night. Igor says hi.
Oh, a lot of people sending hello wishes your way, Daniel.
Tyler wanted to come.
Yeah,
he had
something to do today.
And also, he would have had to sit on the roof, too.
And
yeah, we literally would not have been able to jam another person
in
the car.
No, I don't think so.
That's okay. Him and Laura could get on the roof.
Were you in just upper school with him?
Yeah.
Or?
I saw him when he was in, I think, Oliver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was in Oliver for a while. Yep.
Yeah.
Gilbo. Dan, he went by Dan. Gilbo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Gilbo. Yeah. I don't know where he is.
He's in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
This is now 2019, and I graduated 7 years ago. But when I look back at my high school experience, Daniel is the glue, the pillar, the constant that was always there, always willing to give his familiar, quiet, positive greeting that could turn any boring class or any bad day right upside down in about 2 seconds. He wanted to go to Perkins and see all his friends and all his favorite staff, but that wasn't quite possible, so all of us came to him, or are coming to him, in our own way, giving him the motivation and the energy and the friendship that he gave us and continues to give us. One of the reasons why I chose this title, Friendship is My Oxygen, is because his friendship is as important to me, as constant to me, as the air I breathe. I might not have realized it back then, being 16 and in high school, but I definitely realize it now, and there's nothing more wonderful than that. If you follow along with us, you will see more friendship, more memories, some laughter, some emotion. Daniel, if you hear this, which I hope you do, this is all of our story. Yours, mine, everyone's. And we're gonna keep on telling it because your friendship is our oxygen. Friendship is My Oxygen, Episode 1, created by Ashley Bernard, inspired by Daniel Dinsner. Follow, support, and share our story with the hashtag DanielDStrong on any social media. Stay tuned for Episode 2.